So I mean,
but it's going to rebuild the swales. The other thing it's going to do is it will drain Lake Thomas out here with a swale that goes down along the trees and then turns and goes out to Rudder Lane. So it's basically rebuilding all the swales and the drainage down to that area and making the collection point bigger and shallower.
But there is no positive outfall, is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
it runs to a dirt pit that we dug 30 years ago to do some of the hangers. There's just a bleeder, and now that's a wetlands.
Yeah, and it drains off into that borrow pit, and the borrow pit backs up, and that's what backs up onto the cul-de-sac.
Wonderful soil, though. So, I mean, by making it shallower, you'll get a higher infiltration rate. And it really is some of the best soils around in that one corner of quadrant of the cul-de-sac.
Okay, that's that project.
I thought there was a positive outfall that went all the way around. But.
No.
When we were doing the hot mix plant, we tried to get the water, and you almost had to come back to the high point back here to get it to the ditch that runs out. You're talking about the end of that and get there.
Yeah. And we've been looking at our stormwater management problems for years out here. And you know, this is kind of we have a big stormwater concept plan, and this is kind of the first step in building that plan. Except we don't have the outfall to make this go where the plan says it should go. Taxiway A North, that's a repaving project. Taxiway A from the ramp out to runway 22, we're going to mill that and pave that. The construction on that is scheduled for April. It's going to affect everybody that has an airplane, and all the tenants on along Rudder Lane from the terminal on down. So we're going to be meeting with the tenants here next month to discuss that. That'll be part of the design, is how do we minimize the disruption to their lives and keep them flying. Taxiway B, that's the crack and seed of the concrete out there from the other side of the runway out to taxiway H. That's a two-month project. The concrete apron, once we get an idea of what we're dealing with out there, this will be the...
Can we go back to taxiway B?
Sure.
What all is that going to take? Are the rubblizing and then...
Crack and seat.
It's crack and seat.
And then...
overlay
it.
Yeah, because that taxiway evidently comes out long term, right?
Long term, yeah.
For a non-civil engineer, what's crack and seat?
Just break it into basically two by two sections. So wherever there's voids or whatever, it'll go ahead and depress down. Then you roll it with a big heavy roller to seed it into the existing ground, put fabric down, and pave it.
Okay. Smack the snot out of it and pave over it, basically.
Put it in submission. Okay.
But you keep the pieces intact. Whereas right. Rubbleizing, you turn it into stone.
Replace
back to its original.
Right. Recycle it. Mm-hmm.
The soils out there aren't the best. That's the best way to keep it buoyant.
And that's going to, you know, we're going to have the right weather for that. So that's scheduled for June. That's about July. Sorry, and that's a couple of month process. The concrete apron, that's to do the complete project of all the different spots out there that need to be repaired. And
I thought that was my project. You were going to give me till June to do.
No. We're still waiting on a date from you.
I know.
Well, that's not the apron in front of John's hangar, then?
No.
Okay.
The piece in front of John's hangar is kind of the test piece to see what's there and whether this plan will work or not.
That's what Gus is doing.
And then once we find that out,
sorry,
we'll get out there and do all the other pieces that need to be addressed.
So is there going to be repaved, hot mixed over, or concrete surface?
No, it'd be concrete.
Good.
There's a section out there that we looked at, and it's fall. It basically is falling so bad. And
I'm afraid to taxi it either anymore.
The general part of it's not bad, and I think when we met out there, if I'm not mistaken, Jim, the long-term goal is not really to overlay it, because that's not going to do anything.